For the last couple of months, we've had a lot of projects, especially major projects, be sidelined or adapted due to the COVID pandemic or other factors that have come about in 2020. What can you tell us about the prospects of the NDP promise to fund the much needed new Mission sewer pipe across the Fraser River?
I cannot comment on stuff like that. It has to come from our acting mayor or the communications department. As you know, our mayor has left her position for the NDP party. So our acting mayor is the one that will be taking those questions.
What is the reason for that?
Because we have a policy in place, and that's what was instructed by me through the city manager.
Okay. Which policy would that be?
It's communications policy. And a lot has to do with social media and how we interact. So the mayor or the acting mayor can comment on stuff like that. But all I can say, the sewer line is in works and something will be done hopefully this year. That's what I can say.
So actually on that topic, the Abbotsford News published a piece about that policy change that you're referring to. You don't have to necessarily defend that decision or the policy, but what do you think council could do to be more responsive to citizens' requests for information?
It's a fine line, Ali. You know, I believe that, you know, we're kind of taught that once we make a decision, we all collectively go behind that decision. And the mayor is the chief spokesman for the district and council. So he or she will comment on what they believe. So, you know, that's all I can say at the moment. But Jag Gill is the acting mayor for January for the district commission this month, and he can comment, or the communications department can comment further on that policy. But there are certain things I can talk about, and there's certain things I cannot talk about. I think there's some positiveness as well, and there's some setbacks as well, I believe.
Sure. I'm going to keep asking you my questions.
Please do.
Just so that if you can't answer them, you will. One of the things that I do want to talk about with Mission is dispensaries or marijuana stores that are opening up. There was a recent vote on this, and I believe that you abstained from it. Is that correct?
I voted against it, yes.
Voted against it. So can you explain your position on that then?
That's something that I can talk about. I was informed that's something that I can do. So we're going back to June. The district had, I believe, 5 applications on board at that time, including the government store, which is on Lougheed, coming into Mission by the RCMP station, which was already, you know, obviously approved. So we already had 1 cannabis store. So we had 5 on the table. I voted against all of them at that time in June. The reason behind that was, Ali, because I felt that it was a lot to have in our community all at one time. I thought we would take a little bit of a slower approach, look at the government store over the course of 6 months to a year, see what's going on in our community in terms of the positiveness, the negative, the issues we may face, and then move forward with maybe 1 or 2 after we have more information on this. And that's the reason I voted against it in June. I was only counselor that voted against that in June at that time. 3 locations were passed out of the 5. So now we have 4. Now the 5th application came up to us in December, and that was up on Cedar, which was up on the hill here, more of a neighborhood community. The other ones were more in commercial areas. So I voted against that one too, just basically on that principle that I voted against in June, because I think that we're moving way too fast, too quickly. Not that I'm against cannabis stores, but I think that we need to be more cautious in how we roll out with this and give people more time to adapt to it. The people who don't smoke marijuana and have concerns, I mean, they have a right to be heard too and have their concerns and issues dealt with as well. So that's what I felt. I think for the size of Mission of about 42, we're at 43 maybe now, population size, I think 2, maybe 3 stores would be adequate. Having 5, I think that's quite a bit.
So what is the fear then? You say moving too fast, too quickly, but what are the repercussions that you're trying to avoid?
That's exactly why I voted against it. We don't know. We don't know what we're doing here, right? I think you just answered your question just yourself. I think that we need to be careful. I mean, cannabis is, there's a lot of concerns. I don't know all the information as well. You know, I'm still learning about that too. So I think we need to be cautious in how we deal with it. And that's why I feel I was being responsible.
So you can't actually name any of the repercussions that you're afraid of, like economic effects or health effects. Like there's nothing specific that you're concerned about.
Well, it could be, you know, it's a gateway drug, right? To a lot of different things. I felt we need to be careful and responsible to everybody, including our young children.
Okay. And your concern is that marijuana stores, cannabis dispensaries being around children would negatively affect them in which ways?
I think it can happen in many different ways. I mean, I think a lot of the concerns are with parents. Parents don't want their kids around drugs. They don't want them near schools. They don't want them near areas where children are allowed. I mean, it's not just children. Adults don't want the smell or the usage around them. So I just feel that as responsible to everybody that we would take a slower approach. Obviously, it was a very divided issue and all of council passed that fifth location, except for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ask because I'm sure you're facing a lot of questioning, considering you are the only counselor who's making these decisions.
No, actually, to tell you the truth, I haven't faced a lot at all. No. I have not faced a lot at all. I mean, sure, I mean, I get the odd question here and there, but actually it's, you know, a lot of people are for it, a lot of people are against it, so.
Certainly.
Every municipal government across the world, I would say, not only this country in America, but around the world, is dealing with COVID and struggling to deal with COVID. How do you think the city of Mission, being in the Fraser Health, has done, and what do they need to do better to keep their public safe?
The district commission has done a fantastic job of keeping informed and following all the guidelines that we need to follow during this pandemic. I don't see any issues at all. I think we've done a great job. Everything that the provincial government wants us to do, we do in terms of public meetings, public space, meeting areas, allowing us to phone in during meetings to allow people. So I don't see any issues at all. I think everybody has done, understandably, a very great job.
Does the City of Mission collaborate with Abby to work on policy to make it more smoother? Because we are next door communities.
Yeah, I believe they do. I don't know all that information, Shajit. I know that they possibly do maybe share information, but a lot of the information comes from the provincial government, right? And we do our, obviously the district commission absolutely do their own things. I believe they probably do collaborate if they need to, absolutely.
The second thing that COVID has led to is an economic recession that all cities are now dealing with. How is the City of Mission proposing to help its small businesses get out of this economic crisis?
We're promoting local business through promoting local shopping. We have initiatives, I Love Mission. So we're doing a lot of those initiatives through just generating public support and encouraging people to shop local. That's one of the things I do know that we're doing, and we're doing very well. They have the campaign, I Love Mission, you know, buttons and logos and things that people share on Facebook and social media to shop, to remember to support your local businesses.
As a city councilor of a Fraser Health city, do you think the provincial government needs to do more to help small businesses?
Yeah, I don't think we've faced the full consequences yet of what is happening. And I think down the road, there should be more help, absolutely. But the provincial government, I believe, and the federal government are doing the best jobs they can. And they definitely are doing, I believe, a good job in trying to get us out of this area of darkness.